10 things that are okay to hide from your partner in a relationship. 10 things that are okay to hide from your partner in a relationship. This is according to, you know, this is not like a black and white fact, okay? This is okay. An opinion thing by, I don't know if it's a relationship expert or what. But a few things that you can keep to yourself and keep from your partner, and that's okay, according to this thing. But you tell me if you would be okay if this was kept from you.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Says it's okay to hide from your partner that you're not too fond of their family.
No. No.
It's fine. I mean, I think it's a given, first of all.
Hold on. Let me clarify for Todd that doesn't mean anything about his.
No, my in-laws are great.
Right, you know. Right.
But, I'm just saying. Every family's got baggage. We all have baggage.
Sure.
Right.
And a lot of people don't want to deal with it.
There's a reason there's jokes about mothers-in-law, you know?
Yes. Everyone talks about that stuff. You know? Yeah.
Okay. So it's okay to hide that. Okay. It's okay to hide from your partner your friend's secrets. Like if a friend comes to you and says, hey, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, Jay has a big mouth. I don't tell him a lot of stuff.
That's not what I meant.
Oh.
Wow.
What? Oh, whoops.
Like, he's just...
That was very insightful.
Well, he's jabberjaws sometimes, because he doesn't... He's like Toddy,
okay,
half listens.
Kelly, I'm going to say this again. No. And again, this is not things that you hide. This is what you can hide from your partner, your own friend's secrets.
Yeah, I do. Yes.
She does, because he's going to go tell
them. Right, I do.
I hide.
I see. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I hide my friend's secrets.
I thought you were saying you don't tell Jay your own secrets because he's going to blab about
it. Oh, no. He knows everything. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I do, yes, but I do think, it's important to me, like, if someone came to me and said, hey, there's something I have to tell you. You can't tell Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. You know what I mean? Like your partner is someone who you kind of bounce things off of. And if they specifically say you can't, that kind of bothers me, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
But I also get that, everyone has their own friends. And if friends confide in you, that doesn't, I'm not saying that if someone came to me and told me something, I'd be like, hey, oh my God, I got to text Tim, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But I also think that in a relationship, you kind of have to have that confidentiality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of times the partner doesn't give a crap. Like if I told Jay a secret of my friend, he'd be like, I don't care.
Right. You know? Jay'd be like, who's that?
It's like,
right.
I don't care. But I'm still going to announce it to everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. He'll still give you crap when the next time he sees you in person when you go to the bar. So that's my thing. He doesn't care. He's like, okay.
He'd be like, oh, Liz. Oh, right. Are you the one who...
Yes, that's exactly. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. You're the one who found a gray hair? Yeah, okay. Down there. Number 3 on the list of things that are okay to hide from your partner. You have stalked your ex on social media, or you've stalked their ex on social media. Don't we kind of assume that everyone at some point or another has looked?
I mean, I have.
Right?
On all fronts.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't have to announce it. Oh, I have to confess.
No. Right. Jay told me a story about one of his exes, and I immediately, in front of him, looked her up. And I was like, seriously?
Of course. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Now, this one I'm not sure about. It says you do not have to tell your partner if someone flirts with you.
I mean,
Course you do.
You know you don't.
I want him to know that, listen.
Oh.
Oh, you want to make him jealous?
Yeah. Well, like, look, I still got it. So you still got to work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Other things. Well, that's a fine line, because if someone says... If someone at a random grocery store says a flirtatious comment to you, right? Okay, like if I told Tim every time Kelly hits on me on the show.
No, I know, right?
Okay, it would be like, again? Okay.
Now that's all in good fun. However, I will say for both of your partners, Todd, you get hit on all the time, and Blake, you get hit on all the time.
Right.
So I think Tim and Rachel, I think you both have to be with partners that are just like, okay, fine, whatever. And I think
you
have
to trust.
Right, you're both with good partners that just get, like, you're going to, it is what it is.
Well, and let's be honest, Todd and I are equally naive sometimes and realize it.
It's so true.
Like, there are sometimes Kelly will be like, oh my God, that guy was hitting on you. I'm like,
oh yeah.
He was?
You're like, what?
I think he just said hello when I answered the phone at the radio station.
Yeah, but he was like, hello. And then I remember where we were too. It was like a long stare down. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a duel. I'm like, he's mesmerized by
it. This doesn't sound like flirtation. Hi, Coast.
Hello.
Todd, if you have to go on TV, go, let me try and finish these real quick.
Yeah.
You can also hide from your partner if you didn't like what they got you as a gift.
No, I don't.
It's hard. You know, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
Oh, I hurt his feelings and take it back.
It doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
If they gained weight, maybe good to hide that from them.
Jay hides that from me.
You can't say that.
If you finished a TV series without them, that's okay to hide. But it's pretty mild.
Yeah.
You can hide embarrassing things you did in your past. I think that's fine unless it affects your current situation. And now this one I don't like either. It says you can hide how much money you make.
What?
That's impossible.
How do you do
that? How do you do that?
It's the couples that have separate checking accounts, and I never get that. I'm like, wow. Jay says to me all the time, he's like, should I have a separate checking? I'm like, what, for your separate family? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Todd's got to go on TV.
Yeah, it's for the couples that do separate checkings.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I guess so, but I don't know. Could you ever imagine being in a serious relationship? It's okay if you're dating.
Oh,
you know, I expect it to, like, you know, dish out all your financial situation when you're dating.
Sure.
But can you imagine being with someone, like, long term, especially like you live together.
Right.
And you don't know what their salary is?
No.
You know what? 7-9 Coast. Ooh. Curious if there's anyone out there who lives with someone. Like, you have to be in a serious relationship. You live together and you don't know what they make.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm there's no judgment here. I'm just curious.
No, I'm fascinated by it.
7-9 Coast, 792-6278. Give us a shout. If you do, you're like a committed relationship, like you're serious, you're exclusive, you live together or are close to it at least, like looking for a place together, or you stay at each other's house all the time and you don't know what he or she makes.
Right.
I'm just curious. Oh, the phone's ringing. Hello?
Hello.
Oh,